Her home usually smelled of vitamins, but today a scent like the fair wafted through the air, sizzling freshly fried funnel cakes with powdered sugar snowing over their tops. My mind forced my face into a smile. A treat was coming, but then I remembered, Grandmama doesn't bake. Hello? I yelled. Connie? I walked inside, one of my childhood sanctuaries. She'd removed most of the framed pictures from the wall since my visit yesterday, except for the candid Mom took of Grandpapa holding Chacho back in 1984. The date on the photo was exactly a month before he had died, and about 3 months before Chacho died. That dog loved him so much. Connie, where are you? What are you doing? I asked. Who's there? It's me, Connie. Who? Her tone sounded angry. Clara. Why are you calling me Connie? Yesterday you told me to call you Connie. I'm your fucking grandmother. Call me Grandmama like you did when you were a little girl, Clarita. I'd never heard her curse, much less drop the F-bomb. She hadn't called me Clarita in about 15 years either, and for a moment I felt trapped in the Twilight Zone. What's that smell? I'm baking pan dulce. But you never bake. I never baked because you all were too fat. I used to work in a bakery called Panaderia La Luz. We walked into the kitchen, the olive-green Kenmore oven blazing at 500 degrees. I grabbed the orange oven mitt resting on the right front burner and pulled open the door, smoke billowing from its mouth. I blew the smoke away from my face and grabbed the tarnished metal sheet pan, the burn scorching my fingertips through the mitt. The blackened breads had dried flat like charcoal cookies, and a layer of burnt granulated sugar covered the pan like a thin, nutless brittle. I poured extra sugar over the tops, she said. Oh, they look good, Clarita, no? Yeah, I said, placing them on the stove, but we gotta let them cool before we eat them. I paused. Didn't she notice the smoke or the blackness? Grandma, let's go have lunch at Luby's. Go get dressed, yeah? Oh, that sounds good, hija. Fried fish and mashed potatoes. Call your mom and tell her to meet us. I bit on my cheek. I wish I could call Mom. She would have known what to do. I stared at the burnt mess, shaking my head side to side, grinding my teeth, and trying not to allow my feelings to summon tears. Then I remembered when I was about 7, Mom and I had baked Christmas cookies and brought a whole batch to her house for the neighborhood Christmas party. These are the best cookies I've ever had, Clarita, Grandmama said, taking a second bite, red sanding sugar sticking to her bottom lip. See, you did such a good job, Mom said. Okay, I'm ready. Is your mom going to meet us? My eyes teared up. No, Grandmama, she can't, I said, missing them both so much.